We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you, lady and gentlemen. It is 6:38, 22 before 7. We're joined by Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Louisiana Budget Project. Good morning, Jan. How are you?
I'm great, Tommy. Good morning to you.
So 2021 data shows good and bad news on how Louisianians did financially during the pandemic. First, when it comes to poverty, where do we stand in the country?
We were at the top of the bad list, Tommy. Unfortunately, our poverty rate ticked up. This is the official poverty rate, measures how many people earn too little income to go above it. We're at 19.6%, and that is number one. We used to be third in poverty. We are now at the very top of the list.
It would be as accurate to say we are the poorest state in the nation?
We are the state with the poorest people when you measure by income in the nation. We are a rich state. We have a lot of poor people.
Why is that, Jan? Now, a lot of people text me all the time and they say, well, we have all these resources. Why are the people so poor?
The simple answer, Tommy, is people don't make enough money at their jobs. Most people who are poor, by the federal government's definition, are working, or they live in a family that works. It's just that a lot of the jobs that we have, a lot of the jobs we create in this state, just don't pay all that much money. Maybe they don't offer enough full-time hours. They just don't pay enough to let a family live above the poverty line. Remember, the poverty line changes by how many people are in your family. So if you're a single person living alone, you may have to make below around $13,000 a year to be below the poverty line. If you're in a family of four or family five, that goes up to $35,000. So it changes by how many people you're supporting.
And just to be clear, I'm not trying to sway anybody. I'm just trying to be accurate. You're talking about people who work 40 hours a week. And I always like to give the example of somebody that's 45 or 50 years old. Am I right, Jan, or not?
Yeah, well, not everybody. No, this is everybody. So it can be somebody who works full time. It can be somebody who works part time. It can be somebody who's unable to work.
All right, let me rephrase the question.
This is measured by.
Do you have a percentage of people working poor who go to work 40 hours a week? They work hard. They just don't make enough to support their family. And I say that because sometimes there is this perception that everybody that gets any kind of federal assistance is lazy, doesn't want to work. When in fact, it's people that either don't have the skills or the education to do anything more. And if you're, I always like to make the example of somebody, a man or a woman that's 45 years old and is either a janitor or maybe a chambermaid at a hotel and or prep cook, whatever you want to call it. And they don't really have skills, but the corporate atmosphere is not really friendly to 45-year-olds or 50-year-olds looking to make a career change. So I guess I always ask people that are blessed, as am I, what do you do with them? Do you have any idea what percentage of those people we're talking about as it relates to the number living in poverty?
I can't give you a precise figure because the Census Bureau doesn't break it down the way that you describe, Tommy. But you hit your that is the absolute core question. And another thing you said I think is very important to remember is that the vast majority of people who receive public benefits are people who work. Most public benefits, whether it's food stamps, whether it's the earned income tax credit, child tax credits, very few people just get actual cash welfare anymore. Most of the benefits we provide to people, Medicaid is another one, go to people who go to work every day and just don't make enough money to get above that line. And that's where I want to get to the good news from the Census Bureau.
We'll
is
tell you
when
what,
you measure.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get to the good news, John. And the only reason I wanted to spend some time on that is I think a lot of us forget where we came from, and we don't realize how blessed we are, even though we all work hard, and how it just sucks for some people in this country, and how they do need our help. And there's a difference between can't help themselves and won't help themselves, or at least that it's hard to rise above the situation that they're in, and they do need a little bit of help, even though a lot of people, I think, logically would say no, but maybe morally, if you would talk to them in a different venue, they'd say, well, yeah, we do kind of have to help out. 642, more when we return. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870, 642, 18 before 7. I'm Tommy Tucker, back in a flash here on WWL. 648, 12 before 7, Tommy Tucker talking to Jan Moeller, Executive Director of the Louisiana Budget Project. 2021 data shows good and bad news on how Louisianians did financially during the pandemic. What's the good news, Jan?
Well, there's two pieces of good news, Tommy. The first is on health insurance. As you know, Louisiana expanded Medicaid in 2016 under this governor, and which means a lot of working age adults have been able to get coverage in the last few years. So our uninsured rate actually fell to a record low. Only 7.6% of Louisianans are without health coverage. That is better than the national average. So in a state where we are used to being at the top of the bad list and bottom of the good list, we're actually kind of above average on a good list for a change. And that means people have access to health care. A lot more people had access to health care during the pandemic. And it also means that a lot more people, if they get sick, they don't have these crushing medical bills that can come from getting seriously ill. The other bit of good news is that the Census Bureau measures poverty in two ways. There's the traditional poverty rate, and then that's what they call the supplemental poverty measure, which takes into account not just your income, but other benefits that you might receive, whether it's food assistance or tax credits or other benefits. And under the supplemental poverty measure, that actually went down. The percentage of Louisianans living in actual financial hardship actually went down from 2019 to 2021. They didn't measure it in 2020 because of the pandemic. And that speaks to all of the aid that came to Louisiana families and across America under President Trump and then President Biden. So even though we had this historic pandemic and all the disruptions to the economy, when you measure real actual financial hardship for low-income families or for Louisianans in general, hardship actually went down just a little bit. And that's because the federal government really stepped up during this pandemic under two different presidents.
I hope I'm not steering you out of your lane here, Jan, but when it comes to the expanded child tax credit, where do we stand with that right now? Are we still in an expanded mode, or has it reverted back to where it was in terms of, well, child tax credits?
The bad news here is that the expanded child tax credit went back to what it was. For the last 6 months of last year, if you are a family with kids, you probably remember you got money every month. They started paying out this credit every month, and they expanded the size of the credit, and they also made it what's called fully refundable. So everybody got the credit no matter what kind of income you had, even if you had extremely low incomes, because usually you only get the child tax credit if your income rises to a certain level. And that was a temporary benefit that was part of the American Rescue Plan that President Biden got passed in his first few months in office. And they tried to expand it or preserve it last year, and it expired. So right now, I think we aren't going to have 2022 data until September of next year. But all indications are that the snapshot we got from 2021, that the news isn't going to be quite as good next year when we get the data from this year.
Jan, you know, we only have a minute or two left here. And one question that always comes to my mind is you talk about the state and resources and not making enough. How does a state go about becoming 50th and languishing there for a long time when it comes to income and poverty and people not making enough where they work? How does that happen? Is it education? How does one state wind up at the top of the list and another state wind up at the bottom?
Well, for me, it comes down to whether you invest in people. And we haven't done a good enough job over the decades in investing in our human resources. We've done a good job of providing tax breaks for corporations and for the business community. We've done a good job, providing for the oil and gas industry. But those industries don't have as many jobs as they used to have. The petrochemical industry doesn't have as many jobs. We just haven't found a way to replace those high-paying jobs in oil and gas and petrochemical, in banking, the executive jobs in the oil industry. Those jobs have gone away, and the jobs that have replaced them just haven't paid as much as the jobs that were here. So we need to do a better job of bringing in high-paying jobs, creating high-paying jobs here in Louisiana, and we also need to pay better wages. I mean, this gets back to our minimum wage conversations we've had over the years, Tommy. The jobs that are here need to pay better, and we can make some policy changes to ensure that that happens, but that has not been something the state legislature is interested in doing.
Thank you, Jan. I appreciate you, Tom. Jan Moeller, Executive Director of the Louisiana Budget Project. Of course, there are two sides to that argument. Somebody texted in about unmarried mothers with multiple children, and I understand that, but the question I always ask back is, what do you do about the kids? Are you going to let the kids starve? What do you do? So we'll talk about that more. Right now, it's time for...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.